homesickness. Perched in the crotch of a tree, contrails race toward intersection, drawing sutures across the sky, tightening our hold on the narrative that the operation has been a success. The patient is recovering nicely. O exquisite corpse of my homeland, fed upon by crows and financiers. It was October, and the freezing rain had not yet begun to decay you, though your eyes were sunk deep, and your frail scissor limbs grew inarticulate with pointing. Whose fingers are left unburnt? Who is not wincing at the calendar, huddled around a cackling fire, counting the fuel in the woodpile? How long will we breathe, mouth on mouth, into the blue lips of our forefathers, the only family we have ever known?